Ever get that like eerie feeling when you're driving? Like
Right.
everything's fine, but there's this voice in your head like, but what if?
Oh, totally.
So today, we're tackling that what if head on. We're diving into car accidents, specifically in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Okay.
We're going to equip you with the knowledge to navigate that whole mess, figure out your rights if something happens, and come out on top.
Makes sense.
And we found this website. Think of it like your roadmap if you ever get into a fender bender in Fall River.
Gotcha.
And it's great because you know how some legal stuff is like blah, blah, blah jargon.
Yeah, totally.
This website keeps it real, starts by saying, look, car accidents happen.
Yeah, and it's true, especially in a place like Fall River, right?
Exactly. And I thought I knew Fall River traffic, but the numbers on the site were kind of scary,
Yeah,
honestly.
it really highlights the importance of being prepared because in 2020 alone, Massachusetts had over 140,000 car crashes, which is a crazy number. And when you think about a city like Fall River, all the different traffic patterns, the potential for things to go wrong, it makes you realize you got to be ready just in case.
Okay, so let's break down those things that can go wrong.
Right.
What are the main culprits for accidents in Fall River, according to this website?
So they basically lay out four main things: reckless driving, vehicle malfunctions,
Okay.
those crazy New England weather conditions we know and love,
Oh, yeah, gotta love that.
and then, of course, distractions.
Yeah, makes sense.
We've all seen those drivers weaving in and out of lanes like they're in an action movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the textbook definition of reckless driving.
It makes you wonder how they got a license in the first place.
Right. The website calls it out: blatant disregard, negligent behavior.
Strong words.
No kidding. Then there are those vehicle malfunctions, which you never really think about until it's too late.
Sure.
Brakes failing, tires blowing
Sorry,
out,
Adam.
the worst. And obviously, it can lead to some pretty bad accidents.
Good reminder to maybe get my car checked out soon.
Right. And then speaking of things we can't control,
Oh, here we go.
New England weather. You got to factor that in. Rain, snow, ice, fog. The website calls them out specifically. Slippery roads, you can't see anything.
It's like the roads turn into ice rinks sometimes.
Tell me about it.
And finally, the elephant in the room when it comes to driving. I was
Distractions?
going to say our phones, but yeah, distractions in general.
Not even just phones anymore, right?
That's everything.
It's anything that takes your attention away from driving, even for a second. Messing with the radio, beating in the car, those conversations that get so heated you forget you're driving.
Oh, 100%.
It's just as dangerous as texting.
It's scary how many little things can take your focus off the road. So, let's say, worst case scenario, we're in an accident. What are the absolute first things we need to do?
Okay, so this is where that be prepared thing comes in.
Yeah.
And this website has some really clear steps to take immediately after an accident happens, no matter how bad you think it is.
Because in the moment, your brain kind of goes blank, you know? You're freaking out, you might be hurt.
Okay.
Clear thinking is not really happening.
Exactly. Having a plan is key.
Yeah.
And step one, the website says, is to make sure everyone is safe.
Of course, yeah.
If you can, get your car out of the way of traffic
Right.
and obviously check for injuries yourself and anyone else involved.
Safety first, right? Seems obvious, but I could see how you'd forget in the moment.
Oh, for sure. Once you know everyone's okay, then it's all about documenting everything.
Documenting. Got to get those insurance picks, right?
Exactly. And this is where your phone actually comes in handy. The website says take pictures, videos.
Oh, really? Videos too.
Yeah, of everything. Damage to the cars, any injuries you can see, even skid marks on the road.
Smart.
Think of it like building your evidence.
Yeah, makes sense.
A picture's worth a thousand words, right? Especially if there's any question about what happened.
Totally. Okay, so we're snapping pics. What about witnesses? Should we be hunting those down too?
Definitely. I mean, witnesses can be a game changer.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because if they saw what happened, their story can back you up, especially if the other driver's trying to pin it on you.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yeah, if there's anyone around who saw the accident, get their info.
Like their name and number.
Yep, exactly.
Good to know. So while we're gathering all this evidence, I'm thinking, gotta call the insurance company ASAP, right?
See, that's what most people would think, but this website, they actually say you should talk to a lawyer first.
Wait, really? Before the insurance company?
Yeah, it sounds weird, right? But
Because I thought the insurance company, that's like their whole job.
right, but here's the thing. Insurance companies, they're businesses.
True.
And like any business, their goal is to make money, which means They want to pay out as little as possible.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
They've got people whose entire job is to find ways to, like, minimize what they have to pay.
So you're saying they're not exactly looking out for me?
Let's just say their priorities are a little different. And that's why the website says having a lawyer in your corner from the get-go can make a huge difference.
Okay, yeah, because I don't exactly have insurance law memorized.
Right, exactly. And speaking of the legal stuff, let's talk about compensation.
Okay.
Like, if you're in an accident that wasn't your fault, what are your rights? Can you get money for this whole mess?
That is the question.
And this website breaks it down in a way that's actually easy to understand.
Music to my ears.
It talks about what you're entitled to as a car accident victim in Fall River.
Okay, because I'd have absolutely no idea where to even begin with that.
Right. Most people wouldn't. So they highlight three main areas where you can get compensation.
Okay.
First up, medical expenses.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about the bills you have now, but anything you might need in the future because of the accident.
So, like, if I need physical therapy later on, or even surgery.
Exactly.
I could get money for that.
Yep. It's about making you whole again. And that includes those future medical costs.
Wow. Okay.
Then there's lost wages, which is if your injuries mean you can't work even for a little bit, you should be covered for that lost income.
Which makes sense. The last thing you need on top of an accident is worrying about paying rent.
Exactly. And it's not even just the wages you've already lost. It's also about, like, what if you can't do your old job anymore?
Oh, right. Because of your injuries.
Exactly. Like, let's say you have to take a job that pays less. You can actually seek compensation for that long-term hit to your income.
See, I had no idea. That's huge. It's not just about, like, today. It's about how this accident affects your future.
Exactly. And then the third area is a little trickier to put an exact price tag on: pain and suffering.
Okay. So this is getting into the more, like, personal stuff. It's like the emotional side of things, not just the bills and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Right.
We're talking about the stuff you can't see on an x-ray. Things like, physical pain, but also emotional distress, anxiety, even just being scared to drive again. Accidents, they can really mess with your head, not just your body.
It's like this feeling of, am I ever going to feel safe in a car again? I never even thought about that being something you could actually get compensation for, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people don't. But it's important to know that all of this, medical expenses, lost wages, pain and suffering, it's not just, like, suggestions. It's the law in Massachusetts. And that's why having a good car accident lawyer can make such a big difference. Because trying to figure all this out on your own.
Oh, no thanks. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Exactly. A lawyer's like your guide through this whole legal maze.
Okay, so it's less about, like, wanting to sue everyone and more about having someone who's on your side.
Totally. And it goes back to that website we've been talking about because they actually mention this law firm, Jason Stone Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, I was wondering about them. They kept popping up. What's the deal with them?
Well, from what I gathered, they seem to really get it. They have that specialized knowledge we were talking about. Tons of experience.
How much experience are we talking?
Over 20 years working in Massachusetts, and they focus specifically on personal injury cases, especially car accidents.
Wow. So they've pretty much seen it all by now.
Pretty much. And the website really emphasized their client-focused approach. Like, they really listen to what you're going through, what you need, and they build their strategy around that.
Okay, because every accident's different, everyone's injuries are different. You don't want some cookie-cutter solution.
Exactly. And another thing that stood out to me, Jason Stone Injury Lawyers, they actually do a lot in the community, too.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, they do things like bike helmet giveaways to try and prevent those head injuries in the first place. They're involved in local events, support charities.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. It shows they're not just about winning cases, but actually trying to make the community safer as a whole.
I like that. So let's say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, Jason Stone Injury Lawyers, maybe they're the ones for me.
Yeah.
How do they get in touch?
The website said they offer free case consultations.
Okay. Free is always good, especially when you're probably already stressing about bills and everything else.
Right. And they even have this stone cold guarantee, which means you can call them 24/7.
Wow. Really? 24/7?
Yeah. Because they know accidents don't just happen during business hours.
Smart. Okay, so if you're in that moment, you need help, boom, you've got someone to call. What's the number again?
888-619-1721.
Got it. Well, this has been, honestly, a really informative deep dive. I feel like I've learned a lot.
Me too, for sure. And, you know, if there's one thing I hope people take away from this, it's that knowledge is power. Even if you're lucky enough to never be in an accident.
Yeah.
Just knowing your rights, being prepared.
Yeah.
it can make all the difference.
It's like having that peace of mind. Like, okay, if something happens, at least I'm not going in blind. Huh. I like that. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into car accidents and legal stuff in Fall River. Hopefully you're driving away feeling a little more informed and a lot more empowered.
Absolutely. Be safe out there.
And to all our listeners, until next time, stay curious.